Blog Talk Radio. Well, good Sunday on this Sunday morning or evening or afternoon, wherever you are. It's Shelly Nunchuxo with Shelly Nunchuxo on Ninja Sunday. Today is a special half-hour show dedicated to cell care. It's actually something you can rent on Vimeo, but I'll get into that. And excuse me, dying here because I had a massive cold last week. So I'm like, so forgive me. I'll try to be, like, you know, clear throat and everything like that, but that was so under the weather last week. I was just like, oh my God, just kill me. But excuse me, once again, my, you know, Bostonian accent talking funny. It's going to be more so today, so sorry about that, getting over really bad, hideous cold. It was like, you know, or whatever, stomach flu, and I swear to God, I was like something living out of the Exorcist film. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, to get back into my own show here. What you guys don't see is that it's not live, and I know I'll have to like upgrade and do live on Facebook as I'm doing the show, but I have to decide on how to set up my studio because I'm getting, you know, wonderful stuff to hang up on my wall and such. So what I'm going to do, get into my promos here and then get into Falk here, and starting with the Sarah Joy Foundation. And this is not something, once again, to say that is something to cure cancer, but this is part of my extended family member back there in, you know, Boston, I'm all the way up here in the North Pole in Maine. And if you go to Facebook, or you can see on my page, I know I do book, I'm addicted to Facebook, and add on stuff on Facebook here. But the Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of airing, let me start over again. Take two. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy life as much as they can. Sarah and Alaska did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast, the list goes on and on. She did all of this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. The raise the money we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers in the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And from what I know, I have never had a chance to meet this angel, Sarah. It's once again for my extended family members. And from what I know, Sarah is pregnant with her unborn child, her second child. She did not want to receive treatment for fear of hurting her unborn son. Thus, she did give birth to her second child, and she did succumb to the illness. And how do you think of having a silver lining out of clouds like this? So the Sarah Joy Foundation was created. It's not something that is going to actually, you know, promise to cure cancer. I know this is, you hear about these things like this, but it's actually the money that's raised through the Sarah Joy Foundation is actually to help people, families that are dealing with terminal cancers, whether it be, you know, about bills or, you know, certain things. But they do have fundraisers and such with the Sarah Joy Foundation. I post it every time I do my show. I've been almost on the air for 5 years. I've been reading this every single time. Anybody that can actually help donate, you know me, people that do listen to my show, come to my show, guests, all these fundraisers and everything I do, the people I actually do know, we know where the money's going for. You can follow there. Sometimes people are so afraid because I know there was a woman in Maine that faked having cancer. So please, whatever's out there in the ether, do know that the Sarah Joy Foundation is a real charity. It does give back. So if you can check that out, the Sarah Joy Foundation on Facebook, any donations will be greatly appreciated. Moving on to another fundraiser, which is actually will lead into my next thing that I'm actually talking about today. Daily Bread Bakery in Standish, Maine. I was there seeing how hard they went to making this bakery work. I've gone there a few times and brought people with me. Wonderful, wonderful, relaxing atmosphere. They had a little bit of hula going on there. The music's nice. The bakery, the stuff is made fresh daily, daily, every day. Yes, in Standish, Maine. You have to check out Go to GoFundMe. Check out Help Daily Bread Bakery. This is from Ohora Zakura DeLisa, owner Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery and Tea Shop, and they have high tea there. This is what is on GoFundMe. 2 years ago, I started Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery. It's been a goal of mine for 30 years to have a bakery and provide lovely baked goods to everyone. I started the bakery, have been running it and holding my own without falling into too much debt. We rent the place and have totally renovated so that it's a wonderfully calming and inviting environment and would serve healthy baked goods, coffee, and tea. We're a full-service bakery, which means that there's no task too hard for us, and we serve everyone equally. There are fewer bakeries and fewer still in Sandusky area. We compete with Dunkin' Donuts and Aroma Joe's, which happen to move in less than a half mile away from us. And from, you know, just to stop this in the middle of this, and I've seen that, you know, Daily Bread Bakery, there was, Aroma Joe's was not there when they were put up. And Aroma Joe's is like one of those little franchises. And, you know, with Daily Bread Bakery, they worked very, very hard. It's a family-owned bakery. They work really hard and what they do, and they put love into what they work and make these freshly baked goods. And just to move on with this, this winter has been difficult as people do not come out for local businesses like ours and have a trouble making rent. I'm not far behind, but we are in danger of losing the bakery if I cannot come up with the money fast. I turned to GoFundMe as a last resort. Please help me save my bakery. I've always worked and earned my keep, but this time I need help. Daily Bread Bakery in Standish is definitely worth saving. I love baking and doing it well. For those that help, I will offer free special monthlies as thanks and continue to create magnificent baked goods to the community. Thank you. Ohora Zakora Deliza, everyone calls him Z. I know his name's a little bit of tongue twister, so call him Z. He's the owner, Deli Bread Low Sodium Bakery and Tea. And you will get, you know, it's his, like if you donate, like say, $500, it's called Platinum. Donate $100 and get a free loaf of bread in your choice every week for 3 months and free coffee each time you visit. $50 gold, you get a loaf of bread every and your choice every other week for 3 months and free coffee every time you visit. And the stuff that you can go there, or, you know, if you want to, you know, just donate, that's great. You could do it anonymously, put your name down. Any donations will be greatly appreciated. So please, please do check that out. And I forgot again today, sorry, before we get into self-care and stuff, I'm part of the, I have to find the post. I have to repost it too. I became part of the Bruce Lee Foundation. This is my second year where I'm helping to raise money. Yes, the man himself, the legend, I know that he's not any more on this earth, but you know, the man himself, Bruce Lee, became part of raising money to help raise money for the Bruce Lee Foundation. It does help give. So let me pull this up. I forgot to add this before we get into self-care, because this is also like as something that I became part of too. I'm bringing up the Bruce Lee Foundation on here. Give me one moment. Sorry, I do apologize. Like I said, I'm getting over a really bad stomach flu and such like that. So let me see. Let me bring it up. Where is it? Okay. There we go. Share. Okay. Now, I'm going to put this up. And I'm going to read about it. Let's see. Okay. The Bruce Lee Foundation. Now, I'm going to get to this really quick to see what it says on the page. This is actually what I'm reading on the page. The mission of the Bruce Lee Foundation is to inspire confidence and motivate action. We're dedicated to sharing Bruce Lee's message with the world by creating opportunities for people to apply his message as a personal call to action. We envision a world where the life of Bruce Lee and the action of Bruce Lee Foundation inspire people to embrace their uniqueness and discover their limitless potential. And and actually, to let you know, they will show where, you know, for the scholarships and stuff, the money, where it actually goes, and you can actually follow that. So I'm actually trying to raise $1,000 by November, which is actually Bruce Lee's birthday. So I'm actually going to be doing that. So there's quite a few things that I am working on, and I'm actually still, a little bit news, another thing too, that I'm still very happy about, is I wrote a story about a ferret. And the store's called The Fickle Ferret, but I think the company that I finally found, a children's publishing company, and the woman is helping me straighten this out, and we have to draw more pictures and stuff. But the story stuff is actually based on a ferret that I actually had ran up to me and found. And I made a story out of that. It took me quite a while to send it out to, like, try to get, you know, talk to someone from a children's publishing company. And I like the woman that I'm actually working with. So it's the story set up. I did it on Pokemon. And it is kind of copyrighted, so if anybody had wanted to read it, it is actually copyrighted. I can send them actually a link for it.
And it's just a cute little story. And I just have to do more of the pitches I've set it up to get it published. So that's something else I've been working on. There's many other things that I've been working on myself, you know, Funeral War, my story where I think on this earth, I think because, you know, leading to what I'm saying, Salcare, the director of Horrors of Cordelis, the man who does the bakery, it's his vision. And to be honest with God's truth, he's the one that actually helped me to believe in myself, to, you know, brought forth my full potential to believe in myself. And this is why I believe in Salcare. And so that's where I start. I do know that we'll be having more fun. Now, I cannot talk for anybody else that experienced working on Salcare. I can only speak of what I've been part of. So I can't really talk too much about the plot, but the process itself, what people don't understand is independent filming. There's not really, some people might have a big advantage in them, but with Salcare, it took over 7 years for it to get on Vimeo, to get it to actually on there to be seen 7 years. It is a mini episode. It's like a little bit of a cliffhanger. And it shows that women in one of the leads where we're from different time periods. Now, you can ask, where am I going to fit in? I have the Bostonian accent. Well, direct is easy. You know, we put me like in a time period of like Rosie the Riveter. And we get, what's the way it's going to talk more as time, it'll explain it. You know, you'll have to watch it to really totally understand it. It's about gods and goddesses, how we're whisked away and we go through the transformation. It is actually up to episode 5 on Vimeo. And there's different ways to actually rent it. So if you want to check it out and rent it, I'm going to actually go to it right now. Let me see. I gotta make sure that this is not the volume is not on. Okay, to go there for to rent, go to Vimeo and look up Salcare. There are a couple different ways to actually rent it. To rent all 8 for a 48-hour streaming period, and I guess that'll go as time. It's up to episode 5, so you rent it 8, 48-hour streaming period. Or buy all 12, and as it comes in, I guess that's how you do it. You'll be able to download it and stuff. So there's going to be, I guess, I believe, maybe rent all. I don't know how many episodes they're all together, but they are up to 5. Or if you just want to do one episode at a time, it's a 48-hour streaming period, you know, $1 to see the episodes, that's not really bad. And if you really think about it, too, a lot of the stuff out there, people are like, oh, my gosh, how does this get out here? Now, to explain it even further, like I said, I can only speak of myself about Salcare. I can't speak for anybody else just from what I know, what I've experienced and stuff. And I can't really talk too much about plot. It is good and bad, but I can read exactly what it says there. Salcare is the story of 5 women chosen by the Fates at the request of Odin, the great all-father of the Nordic gods, to be trained, empowered, and transformed into legendary beings known as Valkyrie. These 4 women are chosen from different time periods and backgrounds as the gods are not limited by time and space. Each of them are plucked moments before the time of their demise and given a choice to serve Asgard and therefore the Word of Earth, or be placed back with the grasp of oblivion. Once transformed, they will save the earth of alien race that views humanity as a source of food. And you can check out the Falcare film page. But to further explain about independent film, which people don't understand, if you've never worked on a set or such, the Hollywood big blockbusters that you see, they have like millions and millions and millions of dollars sometimes. Independent filming, it only has a certain limited budget. And a lot of times what people do have to do with independent filming is they literally have to work a full-time job and then film. And they still have to get funding. And this is after all the writing, all the casting, and many things. And if there's action, there's a little bit of training that you have to actually do. And for myself, with my character, which I feel very blessed because for myself, I kept saying, now, be careful what you wish for, because it might come true. If you're really having a heart to do something, you keep wishing to be working on a dream, let me tell you, it can happen. It honestly, God, can happen. I'm a big fan of Rocky. As you can tell, I talk like Stallone. I hope to have Stallone in my film as my father someday in my funeral role. But the point of when I'm bringing up Stallone and Rocky, for so many years, you know, I've always looked up to like Jackie Chan, Stallone, love the Rocky series and stuff like that. And I says, oh, my gosh, it would be so great to train like Rocky. I kept saying, oh, my God, I wish I could train like Rocky. Well, I got my wish. Oh, my goodness gracious God in heaven.
I did not realize. Now, you're watching on a film, you're in a comfortable, warm theater, or you can be in an air-conditioner theater. The truth of filming like Rocky in training, knee-deep in snow, you know what I'm talking about. If you know what Rocky's like, knee-deep in snow, in hot, extreme weather, oh my gosh, cold. And I know we all, I'm up here in Maine. Maine is like the North Pole, closer to Canada. The winters are very brutal. So when I was there with everyone else, while I was shaking and cold and like in the costume going, oh my God, knee deep in snow. This is nuts. I'm crazy. Oh my God. Dr. Z, is he crazy? But this is part of the thing where I'm thinking, oh my God, you have to do what you got to do on set. So I tried to remember Rocky with Jackie. Jackie Chan, when he was cold, he used to, like, well, not cold, no, I mean, take that back. When Jackie used to do his really mad faces to get really red, he used to stick his head between his legs. So what I did was when we're filming in snow and downtime, I'd grab my coat, I'd stick my head between my legs, standing in snow to keep warm, all bundled up. Well, or half the time when we're filming out there in the big field, I think it's Gorham where we were filming in, and when I was like, I had this brown jacket, and I was sitting down on the ground, and I looked like a little Jawa. What is it called? Jawa? How do you pronounce it? From Star Wars, with the little brown hood, which is really funny. You know, like a little Jawas from Star Wars, and out there in the heat. And then one time, swear to God, there was like turkey vultures circling us, and they kept saying, "Hey, Shelly, don't lay down." I'm like, "Why? Look up. There's the vultures." And I'm like, "Oh, great." So we had turkey vultures. I mean, no, not kidding. When we were filming, we actually, everyone's so tight. And after done with filming, whatever we were doing, we sat down, we got back to Director Z's house, we're all exhausted. All we do was eat, and you just want to go to bed. Not kidding, if I was sitting on the floor, if I was sitting on a chair, I would fall asleep. I don't know if I ever drooled on myself, but with Falcare, it has been such a long journey. And I, you know, like I said, I can only talk for myself. I can't put in the words of anybody else what their experiences is, or, you know, what Director Z, you know, his vision, because he's doing everything. He's doing the music. He's going to help, you know, teach people, you know, with other people how to train to fight, you know, to do some scenes. He's doing editing. He's doing the music. I mean, there's other people helping to film a little bit and stuff like that. Like I says, I didn't do the acting. I know I've seen, like, you know, the special effects and everything like that. I've got to see some of the dailies, but he's doing so much work. He's one person doing all these things. And it almost reminds me of the, you know, the old Bugs Bunny cartoons where it's like Bugs Bunny did this cartoon where he like cloned himself. He was everywhere in the baseball bat. Bugs Bunny first base, Bugs Bunny second base, up there. And I'm like, Z doing this, Z doing that. And I'm sitting there going, man, the man does a lot. And it's just, I know they emphasize in talking about independent filming, but this is what true independent filming is. The budget, you've got to work with what you have. You really have to work that very hard to actually get something accomplished. So I think the duration, when I'm looking, I did find it. It says Falcon the series. It's actually longer than what I think. Duration is 55 minutes. In each episode, it's probably like 9, 10, 12 minutes or whatever, something like that. But it is 55 minutes of this, which he does want to actually have, create this world of a series. And it's something where he will take someone, and this is what I've learned, how it's going to work for me. I learned from this company. I've been with them for, you know, Covey for so many years. I learned special effects from this company. Now, I have to give credit where credit is due. And the pitches that I take from Falcare, I think maybe one or two I might have pitched myself, but anything I post about the set, it's from Falcare. And I know it says I've been doing photography and stuff like that, but I don't want to take credit for where the film is actually from the company. Those pictures of me all like up in horses and stuff, that's from the company itself where I'm showing about Falcare. But there's many different women that have been part of this. And Z's actually playing Thor. And, you know, I'm actually learning about gods and goddesses. I've always been a ninja and samurai, so I'm learning too. This is something new for me, and I'm learning as I go. And I have so much to learn. And having that experience of, you know, not just in classroom, but this is hands-on experience. And I tried for the longest time to auditions and stuff. And over 10 years ago, it seemed like it was still hard for women to actually audition and such and get, you know, parts and everything. And Z's like, you know, he did Anacreia, which he let me play three parts. And she's like, oh, so you're going to battle me. And I'm like, he knows about martial arts and stuff. That's where he takes people. He looks at you. And I know that look. I know that look when I see him on set. He's like, hmm. And he's like, he moves his head up and down. He's like, He looks at someone and he goes, he's got a plan for that person as a character in Valkyr. So he does. He looks at you and he goes, I swear to gosh, when I look at him, I see these little things that I did pick up about Director Z that I know. He's like, He's thinking. Of course, Z's always a thinking man. That's what's brilliant about Z. He's a thinker. You know, he creates. He helps so many people. And that's another thing. This man, Horace according to Lisa, or just call him Z, he's helped so many people. He's helped me, and give credit where credit is due. He's the one that reached out his hand to me. This is where I really got my start. I wouldn't be doing all this stuff. I wouldn't have met all these people. I mean, I'm going on doing my work and stuff. But check out Valkyr. You want to know about hardworking people? I'm not talking just about me. I'm talking about everybody, every single person that is part of Valkyr, whether it be craft services, even people that are going out getting the food. You know, all these things that go behind the costuming, everything that's behind the camera that you don't witness this, that is going on behind the scenes. Everyone is working so hard. Everyone. It's not just me. Like I said, I'm only talking of my experience. But everybody that is behind the scenes there, you know, so check that out. This is actually a dedication to Valkyr. You can go to Vimeo. Am I saying it right? I know I talk funny, have a Boston accent. V-I-M-E-O. And go to Valkyr. F is in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and rent it and see it. You know, try to be open-minded. Like I said, this is independent filming. You know, if you like, there's animals that are involved in it and stuff like that. There's some horses and everything. And there's actually this, just the beauty in it, of this all coming together. I'm really happy seeing it because after 7 years of seeing everybody doing so much, all my friends out there, and I see their Facebook pages doing all these things, and I've been committed for 7 years of doing this, and now things are starting to happen to me. But there's more filming going on because he was like, Shelly, you got to dye your hair back to black. So somehow, I know there's some way there's going to be more filming. I don't know what's going to happen. I just show up on set, and boom, I'm acting on set. That's exactly how it happens. But anyone, like with Valkyr the series or anything out there, anyone at all that does have a dream, just remember, you are as good as anybody else. And don't you forget it. And we're going to be, like, upgrading and stuff about Ninja Sunday. So, everyone, have a great day.